seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن المرأة إذا نام فإن روح الحيوان باقية في البدن والذي يخرج منه روح العقل.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, when man sleeps, the animal spirit within him remains with his body, and that which leaves it is the rational spirit.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, of course we find that His Eminence spoke about something very unique. He spoke about a conversation and a dialogue that one must have with the Almighty Allah. And so, in a conversation with one of his companions, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke to his companion and told him how one should address the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, when it comes to the Almighty Allah, who better to turn towards when we want to find out how exactly should we address the Creator of all of creation? And so Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam taught this one dua to his companion, and in this dua we find a very beautiful statement. Imam al-Kazim, addressing the Almighty Allah, says, "You are the object of requests, and to you is the flight." And so, dear friends, in our lives where we
really try to find a safe haven to turn towards, and we really try to find somewhere where we can flee and find refuge. Here, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam teaches us in this conversation and in this dialogue, in this form of a dua, that it is towards Allah that is the flight. And just as any bird flies towards safe haven and refuge, and ultimately flies towards its home, there where it feels safe, for us, that safe haven and that refuge and that home where we can find complete safety is the Almighty Allah. And also we learn that it is Allah who is the ultimate object of our desires. It is Allah who is the ultimate goal and the ultimate mission and the ultimate purpose of our desires and our yearning. And it is when we put these two things together, the first, that the Almighty Allah is the object of our desires, and two, it is the Almighty Allah to whom we fly towards, will we really begin to understand the beauty that is Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij. This is the door or the gate through which your prayers will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your hajat, hawaij, your hajat will be responded to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you take your hajat through this gate. And this is not only limited to the Shias. You know, we have a historian who lived in the 4th century by the name of Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi. And one of his famous books, actually, he's from Baghdad itself, and in his book, Tariq Baghdad, in the very first volume, he talks about the 7th Imam, and he quotes a statement from Abu Ali al-Khilal, a Sunni Hanbali scholar. And this is, you know, before the 4th century. And he says that this Hanbali scholar used to say, "Ma hammani amrun faqasadtu qabra Musa bin Ja'far fatawassaltu bihi." He says, whenever I had issues and problems, I used to go to the grave of Musa bin Ja'far fatawassaltu bihi, and I used to seek tawassul, intercession through him, illa wa sahhala Allah ta'ala li ma uhibbu. And whenever this happened, when I went through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated my hajat and my desires.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.